is 5 and 10 for Monday, May 7th. I'm Derek Gilbert. As you can tell, we're on the road today as we're on our way to Israel. In fact, by the time you see this, we will be somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean. So for the next 3 weeks or so, as you get these 5 and 10 reports, you'll see me a little more casual than usual. We packed light for the trip, and we're focusing on education and fellowship during this time. So some of the reports will be more about what we're seeing in Israel, especially as we get close to the 14th in the transfer of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Our tour, of course, with Dr. Michael Heiser and his wife and some other special guests that we'll hopefully get a chance to introduce you to as we go through the tour. Topic number 5 today, Iowa bans abortion after a detectable heartbeat. On Friday, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a new bill into law that bans all abortions after 6 weeks, about the time that a fetal heartbeat can be detected. This becomes the most restrictive abortion law in the country. Extra security was called into the Iowa Capitol as Reynolds invited the press for the signing. The bill goes into effect on July 1st. It requires physicians to perform an ultrasound test for a fetal heartbeat, and if one is detected, abortion will be against the law. But don't celebrate just yet. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union have both said they will file a lawsuit to stop the law from becoming effective. Topic number 4, the Iran nuclear deal. Reportedly, President Trump has already made up his mind that America will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Next Saturday, May 12th, is the deadline for recertifying the deal. And according to Reuters, the Reuters news agency, Trump's advisors in the White House have already given up trying to get him to change his mind. What they're working on now is the strategy for leaving the agreement, which has yet to be fully established. However, while this is going on, the Boston Globe reported Friday that John Kerry is engaging in shadow diplomacy with the foreign minister of Iran, Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, to try to somehow salvage the deal. The process here isn't clear since Mr. Kerry is no longer the Secretary of State of the United States. It's interesting that the media is portraying this as the tireless energy of John Kerry in trying to salvage his signature foreign policy achievement. Somehow you think that if this were Condoleezza Rice flying around the world, meeting with the foreign ministers of other nations in, say, 2012, 2013, trying to undermine the Obama administration's foreign policy, you'd wouldn't see the media reporting it quite the same way. The other question here, of course, is whether this violates the Logan Act, which is a controversial, rarely invoked, and never enforced law from the late 18th century that expressly forbids private citizens from undermining the foreign policy of the American government. This, if it's ever been violated, would seem to be the time. Topic number 3, speaking of peace deals, it is appears that the Trump administration is ready to put forward its peace proposal for the Palestinian Authority. A Hebrew language newspaper in Israel reported Friday morning that President Trump's new peace plan would give the Palestinian Authority control over 4 mainly Arab neighborhoods in Jerusalem. These neighborhoods would then form the capital of a new Palestinian state. And under this plan, Jerusalem's old city would be recognized as international territory. This is something that groups like the Vatican and the United Nations have been pushing for since 1947. We shall see what happens. A senior Palestinian Authority official said back in March that no matter what the offer was on the table, they would do their best to try to thwart it. Last week, however, as we told you, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman told a group of Jewish leaders in New York during his tour of the United States that the Palestinians needed to come to the table and take the deal they'll be offered or shut up. Since the Saudis have been one of the Palestinians' biggest backers, this is a big deal. Topic number 2, Putin invites Netanyahu to Moscow. This is a special occasion annually. Russia celebrates its victory over Nazi Germany, and President Vladimir Putin has invited Prime Minister Netanyahu to Moscow for the Victory Day celebration. That's Wednesday of this week. They'll sit down for talks at the Kremlin later. This coming at a key time, as we told you, on Saturday, the deadline for the United States to recertify or withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. And, of course, next week, Tuesday, May 14th, the day that the United States transfers its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And President Trump, still not making it official, but he may attend the event. And topic number 1, surprise, the Mossad has recruited the Mahdi. This news courtesy of our friend, Dr. Timothy Furnish, who is an expert in Muslim eschatology. Media in the Saudi Arabia is reporting that two Palestinians are on trial for working with the Mossad, which is Israel's intelligence agency, and also for supporting Daesh, which is the pejorative term that they use to describe ISIS, the Islamic State. Besides allegedly planning terrorist activities during the upcoming Hajj, the Saudi kingdom is charging these two men, one of them, with claiming to be the Mahdi, which of course means that if he is in fact working for Israeli intelligence, then Mossad has recruited the Mahdi. I mean, it's ironic, but setting aside the humor in that, this idea of Mahdism is something that Dr. Furnish has been warning about since 2005, because these claims of Mahdism among Sunni Muslims have been responsible for the most violent jihads in world history. And the Saudis in particular are sensitive to this because one of these claimants to the Mahdi, or title of Mahdi, almost overthrew the House of Saud back in 1979. So while it sounds funny on the surface, there's a lot of blood that's been spilled in the name of the Mahdi over the last 1,400 years. Well, again, as we are traveling to Israel today, as you are watching this, things are our schedule for 5 and 10 for the next few weeks is going to be a little less regular than it normally is. We won't have one for tomorrow because I can tell you we're going to be traveling all day Monday, and between jet lag and meetings to get the tour organized once we arrive in Tel Aviv, we just aren't going to have time. So hopefully we can be back on Wednesday, but we appreciate your patience as we conduct the tour over the next few weeks. We'll be taking lots of pictures, lots of videos, and filing some irregular reports just through our YouTube channel. That's at skywatchtv.com. The link for the YouTube channel is at skywatchtv.com. And of course, Sci Friday is taking a hiatus during this period as well. But when we come back, promise, lots of video, lots of pictures, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.
For nearly 20 years, Dr. Thomas R. Horn has warned of a coming transhuman hybrid age. It has finally arrived. And now, Zygon, the celebrated peer-reviewed Journal of Religion and Science, has published a thesis by a professor of religion and philosophy at the University of London, identifying Dr. Horn and his team from Skywatch TV and Defender Publishing as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. But what is transhumanism, and why are academics and leading futurists worldwide suddenly so concerned with Horn's milieu? Hold on to your seat, as all will be disclosed this April. The Milieu. Welcome to the Transhuman Resistance.
The world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. But what is Horn and his team of researchers getting ready to expose about the rapidly approaching hybrid age that has top-level professors so alarmed? All is revealed in the new Milieu Hyper Collection. When you order the Milieu from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive the brand new full-length documentary film, The Last Religion, featuring over a dozen theologians, including Chuck Missler, Gary Stearman, L.A. Marzulli, Joel Richardson, and more on the subject of artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and the unfolding of the last days. This cutting-edge work was 30 years in the making and is being called the prophecy film for millennials. Also included is the never-before-released audio series The Hybrid Age, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn and legendary radio personality Steve Quayle. This amazing audio series is nearly 5 hours in length and discusses the game-changing genetic advances scientists are making now. Plus, you'll also receive the two-time Telly Award-winning documentary, Inhuman, featuring members of the U.S. President's Council on Bioethics, top transhumanists, and world-renowned theologians discussing how thousands of government and private research facilities around the world are already working to rewrite what it means to be human. But that's not all. With every Milieu Hyper collection, we're also giving away a surprise package with a retail value of $75 in extraordinary overstock products. Mystery items that may include books, audio series, music CDs, DVDs, documentary movies, emergency preparedness items, and more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $160. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So arm yourself for the days ahead with everything you need to know about the coming hybrid age. Get the Milieu Hyper Collection now at SkywatchTVStore.com or by calling 1-844-750-4985.